Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. It is Sunday, March 6, 2011. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, coming to you from Las Vegas, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds, who is in the Baltimore area. Mike, how are you?
I'm wet right now, Terry. I'm wet because it's raining like cats and dogs out here, Terry. I'm wet. And I ain't got no umbrella or nothing. It's raining like cats and dogs
goodness.
Out here.
Yes, well, why are you out in the rain? <It's so crazy. laughs> You are so crazy. Why are you out in the rain?
Oh, wow. No.
Well, try to, you know, sugar melts when it gets wet, so try to stay dry. Try and stay dry, Mike. Let me welcome to the chat room. We have a couple of guests in the chat room. Joe from Germany, welcome. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on the radio show page. You can also call in and speak to our lovely guest and singer, Tony Redd, at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. New groove recording artist Tony Redd is a dynamic performer with a flair for finesse and style. Her new CD is called In the Key of Red, and you can hear the passion in her voice on every song on this CD. It is such a good CD. Tony Redd, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here, and I am no longer with New Groove.
Oh, no.
That's
you know what?
Okay.
I pulled up the website. I pulled up their website, and you're still on it.
I don't understand that, but, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
You're still on the roster list. You sure
wow.
are. Okay.
Mm.
All
okay.
right. Well, then, my apologies for that.
That's
all
okay,
right.
hon. You didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I wanted to say, I say that you can hear the passion, excuse me, in your voice on every song, because that was the first thing that stood out to me when I listened to the CD.
Wow.
Was the
That's
passion
awesome.
In your voice when you were singing.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, I'm a Gemini, and all the Geminis I know are very passionate people. So, you know, maybe that has something to do with it. And I'm just a very mm-hmm. passionate, emotional type person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, when you're an artist, you have to be. Because if you can't, you know, have emotion and passion in what you're doing, you can't convey it to anybody. Nobody's going to feel what you're doing. So you have to have that.
I agree. So
mm-hmm.
how old were you when you started singing?
Girl, let's see, elementary school. Because I used to always sing in school and, you know, used to get in trouble for it. Always singing. Then I started, you know, participating in the little talent shows. Then I went on to high school, was doing the same thing. Then I won this citywide talent search in Atlanta. Then I joined the chorus. Then I became the president for 2 years. Then I went to Spelman, and I was in the glee club. So it just continues on and on and on. Been singing all my
wow.
life just about. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I read that. You mentioned that you would get in trouble at school, and I read that the teachers would call and complain
yeah,
about
call.
You because you were always singing.
Always singing. They're like, she just interrupting class. She just singing. My mom like, oh Lord, what are we gonna do with her? So I've been singing a long time. You know, it's just part of me.
Mm mm mm. And you also studied the guitar. Now, do you play at all?
No, I don't. I used to, but I don't know. I lost the passion for that because when I was coming up, I didn't really have any role models, you know, as far as I knew, playing guitar female. And I probably would have been more inspired if it was today. But I didn't, so I just said, well, but see, I knew it was something about music that excited me. And the guitar mm-hmm. just led me to my true passion, and that's singing mm-hmm. and writing.
Okay. Okay.
And performing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to ask you, Tony, you know, you're regarded as a smooth R&B singer, but now with this, what kind of category would you describe your, what kind of category would you describe you being in, the contemporary jazz type thing or more of the R&B type, or what category would you describe your music as?
You know, I just say contemporary adult because... Mike, the reason why I'm saying that is because I can sing jazz. I can do straight ahead jazz, which I've done before. My first trip overseas, I did this club in Japan, and I'm thinking I can, you know, get up there, you know, and sing, oh, Anita Baker, that's jazz. And those people were like, the Japanese people were like, we want Ella Fitzgerald. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Really?
So I think, you know, they're
wow.
not confused like we are in this country. They know what real jazz is. So let me, okay, that's no problem because that's what my mom used to listen to. So, and to be honest with you, that's what I actually really started out singing was traditional jazz. But as I, you know, continued on in, you know, in my progression, you know, you have to be able to sing a little bit of everything to survive. And so that's why, you know, and I, like I said, I grew up in a household where my mom loved jazz and my daddy loved soul and R&B, so we had a combination of both. So I was exposed to both and gospel, and but I didn't really grow up singing gospel because I was raised as a Catholic. But I can go from traditional jazz to so-called smooth jazz, and then I can go hardcore R&B. It just depends, you know. So there you have it. So I really don't put myself in a category. I just say contemporary adult. You know, if it is a such thing, you know.
Yeah. Now, Tony has two CDs. Her current CD is called In the Key of Red. That was released in 2008. And then her debut CD, Straight from the Heart, released in 2004. So I have music from In the Key of Red, but we definitely want to talk to you about Straight from the Heart as well. So let's start with In the Key of Red. This CD was produced by Bob Baldwin. How did you initially meet him?
Well, it was a photo shoot. They were contacting all the jazz artists, you know, in the city, and I was one of the ones that they contacted, and they wanted to do, because when Shirley Franklin was the mayor, she was trying to do a jazz awareness day here in the city and just make, you know, the Atlanta community as a whole have more exposure. So we were all, come together for this photograph, and Bob Baldwin, who I did not see the day of the shoot, I met him, you know, some years ago, and to be honest, I really didn't even remember what he looked like. And so after we did the photo shoot, I got a phone call, and he had gotten my number from some musician and said, Tony Red, he said, I saw you at the photo shoot that Shirley Franklin did, the jazz. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, what are you up to these days? And I'm like, well, you know, writing and working on a new CD, trying to figure out that and just, you know, just performing. He was like, well, man, he said, I would love to come to one of your shows. I said, okay. So I'm like, I haven't seen you in so long. So he came to my show and he got a feel of, you know, my energy. And he was like, wow. So then he said, you know what? I want to be instrumental in your next project. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah, man. He said, I think we would, you know, do some great stuff together. And that's how it happened. So when he, you know, when he came back to town, because he goes from New York to Atlanta a lot. So when he came back to town, we got together and we just started writing. And Holding On to Your Love was the first song that we wrote together.
Mm,
okay.
Cool. Now, I know that you also worked with Fatburger in the past too. Tell us about.
I used to live on the West Coast. I lived in San Diego. And as soon as I got there, I almost immediately met the guys with Fatburger because I did a few gigs, and they heard about me. And so Carl Evans, who has passed on, he and I became really good friends, and he said, man, he said, I love your voice, and I just think that, you know, you would be a good fit for our next project. And I was, man, cool. So I got to do a lot of shows with them in Atlanta and the San Diego area. And then I was, they asked me to sing on fatburger.com. So I performed on that one. As a matter of fact, I was in California last year, and I was talking to some of the guys from Fat Burger because we were, you know, thinking about, you know, doing some shows together. And they asked me to sing on some of the newer stuff they have coming out as like a tribute to Carl. So that may be happening too. But yes, I was really good friends with the guys in Fat Burger.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I am going to play, the first song I'm going to play from the CD is Any Time of Day. But you have such a beautiful voice, and I was wondering if you would just sing a little something for us live.
I sure would. I'm just tickled pink. Every time I think about the way you make me smile and the way you make me feel deep down inside. Makes me want to hold on to your love a long, long while. And I'm never letting go. It feels so right, so right. Cause I never had a love like this before. And a love like ours will stand the test of time. There's a fire burning deep within my soul. And it's taking over me. Taking over me, got me holding on to love.
There you go.
Wow.
That was hot.
Can you hear the passion in her voice? Can you hear the passion in her voice? Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Just
thank
beautiful.
You so much.
That is the second track on the In the Key of Red CD called Holding On to Your Love. It is the second track on that CD. The first track is called Any Time of Day, and that's what I'm going to play next. Tell me about this one, Tony.
Any Time of Day. Bob and I wrote that. Actually, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, my phone, I think maybe someone's trying to call me. They don't know that I'm on the air. But anyway, Bob had already had the melody for this song, and he had written some lyrics. But I was like, let me see what I can do. And so, you know, he gave me the track, which I liked, you know, because it was such a happy track. I just loved the chord changes and everything. So I was like, I felt it immediately, because that's one thing about me. I have to feel it. I can always know when, oh, that's going to be a good fit for me. If I hear something and, you know, because I'm so passionate about what I do, I feel it right away. And when I heard the track, I was like, ooh, yeah, give it to me. Let me write with it. And the next time he heard it, that's what he heard any time of day.
So, all right. We are talking to singer Tony Red. Her current CD is called In the Key of Red. If you would like to call in and speak with Tony, the number is 646-716-5485. Chat room, if you have a question for Ms. Red, please post that, and I will get that to her. From her CD, In the Key of Red, this is Any Time of Day.
I wanted it to be smooth, but I wanted it to be R&B-ish smooth, you know.
Okay.
And so, not necessarily pop-ish smooth, but R&B-ish smooth. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think you guys accomplished that.
Yes, definitely. They sure did. They sure did. And, you know, I wanted to jump on that, too, because I know – Terry may be queuing this one up, but you did a cover of Christopher Cross's Sailing. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Me too. Thank you.
Now, how did, you know, was it you or Bob that decided you wanted to do this cover, or
it was me.
Okay.
Yeah, it was me, because one night I was singing here in the city in a club, and my sister was there selling my CDs, and she was like, the keyboard player start playing it. And she was like, Tony, she said, I love that song. She said, I wasn't actually, you know, on stage at that point, but with him. But she was like, you should go up there and, you know, sing a little bit of it. And I was like, I don't really know it, but I make him remember it. So I went up to the stage and, you know, just started singing. And she said that she was looking around the room and the look that the people were, you know, that they were having. They were smiling. They were happy. They were bobbing their heads. She said, you need to do a cover of that on your next project. Actually, it was her idea, my sister.
Okay.
And I said, I think you're right. I said, I've always loved that song. So I did.
That's hot.
That's how it came about. You know, in doing my research on you, a lot of people compare you to Phyllis Hyman and even Anita Baker. How do you feel about that?
I'm blown away because those are two incredibly talented songwriters, singer-songwriters. And I was just, I mean, to be compared to Phyllis Hyman, I mean, to me, she was absolutely phenomenal. And her voice, I mean, to be honest, I'm in awe of it. And when people first said it, I'm like, I'm not worthy of that. Her voice, oh, my God. But, you know, I just keep hearing it, and I just, what a huge compliment. I mean, and Anita Baker, I absolutely adore her. And, you know, just two great legendary singer-performers. It just blows me away. So that's how I feel about it. I'm blown away by it.
Cool.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to Sailing. This is Tony's cover of Christopher Cross's Sailing.
Not far down to paradise, at least it's not for me. And if the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Do you believe me? It's not far to Never Never Land. Reason to pretend, and if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me, oh, believe me. Take me away. well, it's not far back to sanity. At least it's not for me. And if the wind is right, we can sail away and find serenity.
Oh, the cans can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Do you believe?
I know, and that I know you like that song, Mike. Whoever does,
yes,
you love
Sailor. Love that. I know. Awesome. I know you covered that. I know, like people like Avant have covered it, and
Mark Harper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. Who's? Let's talk about the musicians on this CD in the Key of
okay.
Red. Who's working with you on this?
Oh, I have some great guys on bass: Sean Michael Ray. And I just absolutely love him. He used to work with Maxwell and Kelly O'Neill, who's playing soprano saxophone. I absolutely love him, too. He used to play with BB and CC Winans, Brian McKnight. Just, you know, these guys are just fantastic. Melvin Baldwin on drums. He's Justin Bieber's drummer right now. And, of course, Mr. Bob Baldwin. So those are the, you know, the very talented musicians that are working on that song with me.
Very nice.
I want to jump in because you were mentioning all the guys and everything, and it kind of made me forget a question that I had earlier. But, you know,
okay.
You do the R&B and you do the, you know, the contemporary adult, as you say. But you've also done some television, well, some jingle work, right?
Yes, I have. I've done a few commercials. And I remember one commercial I was just so proud about it. It was for JCPenney, and it was aired during the Super Bowl because I was living in Texas at the time, and my dad, of course, looking at the Super Bowl, and he was like, I just heard your commercial. So I was real proud of that one. Yeah, but I've done a few jingles, and that's always fun, too. Whatever I can do.
And you've also... Mm-hmm. You're also an actress, so you've been in a play. Tell us about this play.
Yeah, well, I was in a play called You Can Do Bad All By Yourself. I can't remember the guy's name right now.
you know, sometimes stuff just, you know, escapes you when you really need it, and it's one of these moments. But anyway, this play was traveling around, we did all the Carolinas. I think we did Tennessee, just that region. I didn't do it very long because the guy who was putting on the play, he started having some personal problems, and we just kind of had to disband, but I was able to do that. And also I was, you know, called to sing background for Gladys Knight in the movie, the Tyler Perry movie that she was in. I can't think of that name either. But anyway.
That was on, I think I was watching that last night.
But see, the very funny thing about this, it is so funny to me. They still have my name in the credits because the day that they shot Gladys Knight's part, I was hired, like I said, to do her background, to be one of her background singers. And they called me, you know, I came in, I did the dress rehearsal, you know, they took all this time doing my makeup. I was in costume. And, you know, I was, you know, we had to be there that morning at 8 o'clock. And then about 8 o'clock that night, they were ready for Gladys and, you know, to shoot her part in the movie. And I was sitting right next to her, and she said, I didn't even know I had background singers in this movie. I was like, huh? And so Tyler Perry said, okay, Gladys, okay, now we want you to go ahead and sing it. Let's try without the background singers. And so I didn't get to be in the movie. But I still get royalty checks from the movie, and my name is still in the credits, so hey.
Hello.
I love Tyler Perry for that. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello.
That's so hilarious. That is so hilarious.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Now, you had a very special time or request, I should say, to Quincy Jones. Tell us about this story.
Oh, well, that was funny. That was strange. You know, sometimes I just feel like when God wants stuff to happen for you, he would just drop it in your lap, and you don't have to put forth any effort or do anything, because really it's not about us. It's about him and what in his timing. And that's how this thing came about. Now, I got a gig to go to Hawaii. And actually, I was over there for the Maui Music Jazz Festival the same year. And so whoever heard me when I was over there last time, they wanted me to come back to do this party. And at the same time, it was Quincy Jones' birthday. And so I'm in the hotel doing my sound check and, you know, getting ready with the band. You know, we're doing our sound check. And it wasn't even time for the gig yet. And then somebody came and said, quick, Quincy Jones need somebody to sing happy birthday. We need a singer. And then the band turned around and looked at me, Tony. I was like, huh? I was like, wait a minute, let's get this right. I'm getting ready to go over to Quincy Jones' birthday party and sing for him? Oh, my God. Mm. And that's how that happened. And so they drug me over there. I mean, I just didn't have a clue. I'm over there doing something else, and then there I am singing happy birthday to Quincy Jones. So that's how that went down, and it was just so hilarious. And a blessing. So I got to meet
him. And a blessing.
You know. Yeah, it was a blessing. I said, that's how God does. One thing about him, you just never know what he has in store for you and what's going to happen.
So true. Wow.
Yep.
How exciting.
Yep.
All right.
I'm sorry. So I wanted to ask you, I know you mentioned you lived in Texas, you lived in San Diego. You're located in Atlanta right now, right?
Right. Atlanta is my home, you know, because I've been singing all my life, and this is what I've always done for a living. So, you know, earlier in my career, I even lived in Reno, Nevada. I did all of the Vegas and Atlantic City, and I did Tahoe. I did all, you know, I did casino circuit for a hot minute, you know. So, yeah, I've lived in five other cities, but Atlanta is my home.
Okay.
Another favorite on the CD is track number 6, Can't Stop Thinking About You. Tell me about this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that song. You know, it's just real strange, but the way that song was created, I'll never forget. Bob, I love Bob. He and I are also friends. We became friends during this process. And so, you know, he would have, like, my little favorite wine, or I would bring some water or a snack, and I would sit down in his on his floor downstairs in his studio, and he would be at the keyboard, and I would be sitting down, you know, just listening with my pen and paper and writing. And that's how that song came about. You know, we were just in our writing process. And he started playing some chords, and I was like, yeah, but I wanted to be funky, not, you know, more R&B is kind of funky, is not jazzy, you know. So we came up with that, and one night, you know, after he, you know, laid the track, and I started thinking of the melody, I went back to my house and sat in front of my CD player in the same little position. I always sit in the little Indian position when I'm writing. For whatever reason, I had my pen and paper, and I just listened to it over and over, and I just came up with the song, you know, just all the lyrics and everything. So that's how Can't Stop Thinking About You came about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking to singer Toni Redd. Her current CD is called In the Key of Red. If you would like to call in and speak with Toni, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Can't Stop Thinking About You.
Every day makes me feel like an fire. You make me feel I'm alive. I want to be close, feel your breath caressing me close, feeling your fire, touching my. That's
Thinking About You. That is from Tony Redd's In the Key of Red CD. Tony, talk to us a little bit about your debut project, Straight from the Heart.
Well, Straight from the Heart, to be honest with you, Straight from the Heart is the one that I released, and, you know, it got some national and international exposure, but it really wasn't the very first project. The very first project I released when I was living in Texas, and it was just simply called Tony Redd. And, you know, now it's some people out there that actually have it. They're probably saying, that's not her first CD. You know, but to be honest with you, Straight from the Heart is actually the second CD, and it was the one it's the one that actually, you know, like I said, got national and international exposure. So that's the one that everybody knows about. But yes, that was my the CD that I did, and I had I produced it, and Melvin Baldwin produced it, and Sam Sims. So these are some of my, you know, musician friends that I work with and collaborate with. And so it was like, you know, a lot of us, our hands were in, you know, in the production end of this CD. So I was very, very proud of it, because I did not know that it would, you know, get international recognition, and that was just awesome, you know, with no label behind me, no real funding behind me, and then something that I helped produce and write. So that was just awesome.
Wow.
All right.
Now, speaking of international, Can't Stop Thinking About You, it was number one over in the Netherlands, what, 2 weeks straight?
Yes, it was. I think it was on the charts for a total of 7 weeks, and I climbed to number two, and then I was number one for 2 weeks straight. Yes, I was. Oh, that was just so exciting, because I've never been number one on anything. So that was just so awesome, you know. I'm like, wow. So I celebrated. I did my little celebration, just like when my show debuted, Voices of America, when I went to Dallas, D.C. Oh, well, D.C. week before last, and I did that, and it's I think it debuted on Friday in Africa on television. So that's just so awesome. You know, so, you know, things are happening. God is moving, and I'm just keep plugging right along.
All right. Now, people in the chat room are talking about picking up In the Key of Red. Let everyone know where they can find it.
You can go to CD Baby, or you can go to iTunes, or you could just, you know, you can go to just Google Tony Redd, and it will just show you different places where you can purchase In the Key of Red. But, you know, you can, you know, right away go to iTunes or CD Baby. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you recently performed in D.C. Tell us about this.
Well, like I said, I was asked to do Voices of America. Is the government-sponsored TV show to bring more entertainment to Africa. And it was just an awesome – the host, his name is Rod Murray, and I went and I performed songs from In the Key of Red. He also interviewed me. And it's the number one TV show in Africa and all, you know, different cities in Africa. So – I did that, and so then when I was there, I said, well, let me just pick up a gig, you know, to make some money and have some fun, hang out in D.C., and I performed at Twins Jazz, and that was awesome, and I just had a great time. It was like a whirlwind, because I was only there for 2.5 days, because I went in, rehearsal, next morning the show, the gig, and I left. It was a quick, you know, turnaround thing, but it was fun. I loved it. I love D.C.
Okay. Now, are you working on new music?
Yes, I am in the studio as we speak, to be honest with you. I have a new CD coming out. I don't know, you know, you can't really say what day, because I have no idea when I'll really be finished with it. But, oh, it's killer. I am so excited about this new product. Yeah, and I have some great people. It's one person. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't think I could really say anything. But my fans and her fans, people are going to be shocked and surprised. Some of the same people, Bob Baldwin, he and I have already written like 3 or 4 songs, and they're awesome. And my friend Sam Sims, he and I co-wrote "Always There for Me" on "In the Key of Red" that I, you know, we did for my mom. She's a breast cancer survivor, a year and a couple of months, and so I, you know, I take care of her, And so, you know, she's always been there in my corner. She's one of my biggest supporters and always encouraging me along this journey. And so we wrote this song about her. And he's, you know, and we've also written some more stuff together. And, oh, it's just going to be awesome. Trust me, my next Tony Red installment, y'all going to be happy. Yeah, it's good.
Well,
very good.
We would love to have you back on and have a listening party for that new CD.
That would be so awesome. I'm here. I'm game. I'm down. Let's make it happen.
All right. Definitely let us know when it drops, and we will have you back on for that, for sure.
Awesome.
For sure.
That's awesome.
Okay. And now, Granny Tranny, this is one of the chat room participants, she wants to know if you're going on tour.
You know, I'm working on some dates now. I have some things pending, waiting for contracts to come back. I would love to go on tour. What I would really love, and let me just put it out there in the universe, because I really believe in that, you know, speak positive things will happen. I would love to be on someone's tour where I could be part of it, be an opening act or whatever they have, you know, and just go out there and do my thing. So, you know, because so many people ask me, you know, on my Facebook page and emails, you know, when are you coming to our city, you know. And so, yeah, that's something that I really need to work on. And anybody got any ideas, just let a sister know.
All right, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to get an artist to your city, your you know, contact a promoter or contact a jazz club or something, or some a place, a venue that has jazz music, and ask them to bring in an artist and ask them to bring
that's
in Tony.
That's true. That is
yeah,
true.
Definitely. All right. Well, cool. So now, do you have a website?
My website is under construction, but I post like a lot of things, unless it's a private party, because I'm, you know, if I'm doing something private, then I don't really post it on Facebook because everybody can't come, or Reverb Nation, something like that. But, you know, you can always check out my Reverb Nation page, check out Facebook and Soundstage, because I put my performances where the public can come and attend. I put that out there. And but my website is forthcoming. It will be, you know, under construction. We're almost done with it. So, yeah, people will be able to pull it up real soon.
Okay. And are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know why. I have so many other things, you know, to try to keep up with everything else. I'm like, I would be crazy. But I haven't done Twitter yet. I'm not saying that I won't do Twitter. I just haven't done Twitter yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because,
all right.
You know.
So they can find you on Facebook.
Yes,
and
Reverb
Nation
and Soundstage, because I have a hard enough time keeping up with my Facebook and my Reverb Nation. People constantly, you know, email me on there, inbox me, and I'm trying to keep up with that. So, you know, I guess I will add Twitter soon, but right now I'm just trying to handle what I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. All right. All right. Mike, you have any other questions?
No, just to let her know that she is the most energetic person we've ever had on this show. I love your energy.
You are kidding me, really? That is so funny. Wow. And you know what? I haven't even had my coffee yet. So y'all don't even understand. If you think I'm energetic now, you need to be in the studio. When I'm driving Bob Baldwin and every engineer, like, oh, my God, they called me the Energizer Bunny, because it's like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and how does she get all this energy? Somebody needs to call her. I am always like this. That is so funny.
Oh, man.
And I saw a video of you on YouTube, and I'm telling you, the energy is just, it's there. It is really there.
I guess because,
yes,
you know,
I love you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just truly loved having you on and enjoyed talking to you. It's just been really, really nice.
Well, awesome. I enjoyed it, too. I appreciate y'all so much for having me on, and I look forward to the next time when I can bring my new music and, you know, just sharing. And I'm sorry. I was hoping that I could get to speak to somebody, but, you know, that's okay. But I've had a blast.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was hoping, you know, some fans would call in as well. But maybe next time we'll get some callers in. But it has been such a joy, Tony, having you on today.
Thank you so much, both of y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I look forward to the next time.
All right, same here.
Yes.
So definitely let
okay.
us know when that Moose PD is going to drop, and we will get you back on and have a listening party.
All right. I can't wait for that. Looking forward to it. Thank you all so much.
All right, ma'am.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was great. That was Miss Toni Red. Her current CD is called In the Key of Red. You can find that on CD Baby and on iTunes. You can also find her on Facebook, on Reverb Nation, and Soundstage. Check her out. Definitely pick up this CD. It is a must-have for your collection. Definitely pick this CD up. Well, I loved her. I absolutely loved her.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I did too. I mean,
loved her.
There's so much energy. I mean, like you can feel the energy coming from her. You know.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's in the music too. It's in her music as well. So this is a good CD, everyone. Definitely pick it up. In the Key of Red, and it's just the letter N. The Key of Red is the name of the CD. All right, Mike, you have anything to add? Anything coming up in your area?
Well, we got some shows coming up. I guess, coming up, we got this, well, I want to say this Thursday, because, like I said, we got to keep plugging that. Like, so this Thursday, the Oasis Contemporary mm-hmm. Smooth Jazz Awards is going down starting this Thursday. Like I said, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be hot. I just got off the phone with Tony. I chatted with Mr. Delano, and I heard that his performance at Spaghettini was off the hook. So
yep,
it's going to be fire.
You.
Yes, it is going to be fire on Thursday for the new artist segment of the Oasis Smooth Jazz Awards going down at Humphrey's Backstage in San Diego, California. And if any of you are out there, like I said, I know a lot of the venues tell you not to post up with the Facebook, with the your flip cameras and all that. Look, while Tony's playing, pull out the flips, pull out your phone, pull out the cameras, pull out everything you got, your voice recorder. You know, remember that old episode of What's Happening when Rerun went to the Doobie Brothers concert and he dropped the thing? Come out with everything, okay? This is, have whatever you got. Tape it. I don't care. Tape it. Record it, have you got it. It's going to be hot. I want to see it on YouTube. I want to see it on Facebook. I want to see it on MySpace. I want to see it everywhere. It's going to be hot this Thursday. Check it out.
That is the official Thursday night after party at Humphrey's Backstage Live. That's right. Hosted by Slim Man. Cindy Bradley is going to be there. Will Donato, Joey Somerville, Tony Exum Jr., Andre Delano, and Olivia Duhon. So tickets are $30 until March 9th, which is what? Wednesday, and
yeah.
After that they're $35, and then the VIP meet and greet is $35 until Wednesday. After that, it's $40 at the door. The Oasis Jazz Contemporary Jazz Awards is March 10th through 13th in San Diego, California. So if you still have time to get tickets to get there, and it looks like it's going to be a great, great event. So check that out for sure,
mm-hmm.
for sure. All right. Saturday, we are talking to a saxophonist named Jeff Sparks. His debut project was produced by Creflo Dollar, and the name of it is Love, Life, and Soul. So we will be talking to him next Saturday about this new CD. You can check him out on Facebook. In the meantime, Jeff Sparks is his name, so he will be on next Saturday. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song from Tony's CD. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen. And before I do that, let me just thank everyone in the chat room, Boni Fan Carol, Granny Tranny, all of the guests, Joe from Germany, and Mr. McGee. Thank you all for joining us today. We appreciate having you on, and thank you for your support. You can follow Mike and myself on Twitter. I am Jazz_Queen. Mike is the THA Daily Grind, and you can see his current video on his page on Facebook, Mike Reynolds 2, his new Daily Grind vlog on his page. Check that out as he rants and raves about almost about Charlie Sheen, but not quite about Charlie Sheen.
yes.
It was a funny video. It was a funny video, as always. So check out Mike's Daily Grind vlogs on his web on his Facebook page Mike Reynolds too. Check out our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com as well. And join our Facebook pages, Talking Smooth Jazz, Facebook and fan pages, group and fan pages on Facebook.
Wow.
All right,
you know what?
I think I got everything.
You got everything, yes. And it's funny because normally I'm the one who interrupts you to plug stuff, okay?
Yes.
You interrupted your own self this time.
I think I got it all in this time.
You got it all in, yes.
I love this show. I absolutely love doing this show. I just love it. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next Saturday. Until then, keep it smooth. From Tony's In the Red, In the Key of Red CD, this is Always There for Me.
Sam, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.